announcement. Before we get into the pod, we have exciting news. We have two live shows coming up: Indianapolis, Indiana, September 15th, in Richmond, Virginia, September 16th. You guys join us for our first live shows on the road.
That's right, you guys. We are so excited to see you in person today. Tickets are available only on Patreon for our Chain Gang community, because you know they get everything first. Head over to theknowforsure.com for all the details right now.
Right now, y'all. Tickets go on sale to the public June 22nd, Indiana and Richmond. We will see you September. Back to the show, you guys. What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast, where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, and having the tough conversations.
Yes, and we also talk about relationships, not just romantic relationships, but platonic relationships.
Like the relationship I have with my best friend, Megan Ashley, of 20 years.
20 years, baby.
Yes, baby. Do you know for sure?
I think I know for sure, but what I do know for sure is after this episode, you're going to know something for sure.
All right, you guys, welcome back to another episode of the Know For Sure podcast. I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And we have a very special guest. We didn't even do We're Back.
Oh, we haven't done that in a while.
Do you know how to sing, Wallow?
I think so, sometimes.
Okay, so we're going to do something and then you just jump in.
All right, babe.
Okay, you do just whatever your spirit, like whatever your heart says to do, you
all right,
can
go
do.
Ahead.
Okay?
Jesus.
We're back.
That's so good. Yeah, Do you watch our show?
You watch our show.
No, you know, it ain't about watching the show. It's just about me being a natural singer.
Oh my God. Here we go.
This is one of me, but this is
start with the shit.
It's a lot of, you know, it's deep, man.
Here we
go. Oh, my Lord Jesus.
No, but I believe that I'm a world-class lip singer.
Oh, for sure. Like, just don't say nothing and mouth the words, right?
Like, that was one of my greatest moves, like with dealing, you know, talking to a girl, talking to a chick. I will always play in the car.
How old he is talking to a chick.
I will always be in the car, right? And I, you know, play something, be singing to him, looking at him over there.
Yeah. It was like, show me what you be doing.
He'd be like, you gonna get it tonight.
Ew. Oh my God.
No, I'm just being real.
Like, I can't look at you like that.
Nah, it ain't about me looking at you like that. I'm telling you what was going on.
I know,
but
I'm saying, it's like, you gonna get it
Do you
tonight.
Want me to lie?
All right, unk.
Do you want me to lie?
Okay.
I can do that, you know.
I can't.
Y'all, we got Wallow here, and he was one of the first people. When we posted the picture of our podcast, you were one of the first people that texted me and was like, this is going to be huge. That was a year and a half ago.
And y'all killing shit out here. You know, I just think as black people.
Here he go. He about to get deep.
I got to.
As black people.
As black people, a lot of times, we always can find a reason to pull, but we can't find a reason to push. So I always try to make it my job to push people, because I think it's a space that we wasn't taking advantage of.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like, and it was a bunch of money. It was a bunch of money on the table.
Well, y'all
like,
taking it all.
Yeah,
y'all took it
no,
all.
No, we not.
Okay.
Y'all took it all.
I could look at a show.
Is it true that y'all signed a $100 million deal?
No comments. I could look at a show. I could look at a show.
Oh, my gosh.
Like y'all's. And I could just see the money. Mm. You know, you look at the women. It's like, because it's a whole different space. When I look at shows, I don't look at shows just like to look at them to say, oh, this is a nice show. Let me just listen to what they talk to. The dollar signs just start popping up in my mind. I say, okay, show for women. And I just say to myself, what is 100 things that a woman can't go without? 100 things is in a woman's house. From the kitchen to the bathroom, to the toiletry bag when they traveling, to the bags they got that they traveling with, to when they get dressed, to the shoes they wear, to their feminine products, to their facial creams. So when I'm looking at your show, people looking at your show from a
monetization.
I'm looking at it from the paper. I'm
yeah,
like, oh,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, they women, they wear, they gotta have feminine products, they gotta have face creams. So I'm thinking of Sephora, Target. I'm just thinking a lot of stuff popping up in my mind. You know, I'm thinking of the grocery store. So I'm always looking at the monetization side of it, because what happened is you got so many podcasts, but a lot of people not making no money. So I always want people to get their paper, because the other side is getting their paper. You know, so it's like you see a show, you're like, this. And y'all got a real warming, welcoming show where a woman going to want to check it out. Y'all always emotional. Y'all cry 2 minutes.
Are you going to cry today?
It depends. I might.
Tell us some prison stories.
I'm going to tell you something after I talk about this money.
Wait. KFS family, huge announcement. The journals you have all been waiting for are officially here. Yeah, that's right. You heard it right. The first edition Know For Sure journals are available right now on our website. So head over to theknowforsure.com and grab yours today. Y'all, these KFS journals are a study guide to help you maneuver through each episode. Journal your thoughts and feelings while listening and reflecting on what you heard so you can actually retain it and apply it to your life. There are also motivational quotes throughout the journal to keep you motivated. Plus, each journal comes with a custom pouch and a Know For Sure ink pen. We are already almost sold out, so thank you guys who already bought your journals. But you, if you do not have it, go grab it right now on theknowforsure.com. Get your journal while they still last. We love you guys, and when you get it in the mail, make sure you post and tag us. Let's heal and journal together. All right, you guys, back to the show.
I'm going to tell you something that I talk about this money. Oh, I'm going to tell you a crazy one when I...
Look, he got one in his head.
I went back in the cell. I was sick after that phone call.
Oh my God.
But it's just like y'all are doing some great shit.
Thank you.
I always see y'all on the charts. I just see y'all just being here forever and making a bunch of moves.
Thank you.
I think it's our responsibility, just like it's y'all's, that when y'all see somebody coming up, to reach out and make that phone call, say something to somebody, yeah. Like, yo.
Yeah, I see you. Mm-hmm. You did that initially, though, and I appreciate that still to this day. You were one of the first people. I remember we spoke about it.
And because he's a man, I think that was so shocking, yes. That you saw what you saw.
And a successful man in the field that we were entering in.
Because, like, I think as black people, it's different layers, it's different departments. We got different areas of concentration. What y'all do, Carisha might don't do. What y'all do, Jess might do. Everybody do their own thing. And I need it in a different way. And I need us to be able to understand that we could coexist. It don't matter. We're not in competition with each other. Because they're not in competition with each other, and all of them getting the bag. So I just be trying to just let people know, yo, you got something, push it, don't let this shit go. Mm-hmm. Because it's so hard for a person to start a show, people be 6 episodes on, then it's
done.
Over.
And then it's the consistency part of it.
What?
That is the hardest.
When we first started, we were like, oh, we could, like, I mean, obviously, it's still like we could do this, but it's like the being consistent.
That's hard.
Hours and hours and hours and hours, really and hours other, of so content.
Cool. So it ain't the problem ain't going to happen. A lot of times it's hard for two people to get together and stay together.
Yeah.
The business, the money,
yeah.
The outsiders,
yeah.
The family issues. And, you know, because a lot of times people get pulled away based off of, oh, you supposed to be getting this, or you should be doing this, or you talk too much on the show. It'd be a lot of bullshit.
Yeah.
You
know, and I'm thankful we've never had those issues. The only issues that we have is actually doing the work on our friendship, which is what this show is about.
Yeah.
So that's the hardest
work. Healing and growing, evolving, like, outside of the camera.
Yeah. But the money stuff and the business stuff, it's like, we flow through that easy, which is not normal.
Because
a lot of people can't just get money with somebody that they love. Yeah. That's not easy. But outside of that, but recording episodes Carl, I think, told us that most podcasts don't get to 30 episodes.
Yeah, I read that 93%
of podcasts don't get past seven episodes.
It's hard to be, because at the same time, y'all got to sit here, but y'all still got to be business people.
Thank you, Jesus.
Y'all got to find a location. You got to get a good team. Yeah, you got to get a good team. You got to get an editor. You got to get people that you trust, and you got to get people that really want
to
be down
with you. And you have to push through on days when you don't want to do it. All those, this is my business partner and my best friend. We don't get along every day before we get on the mic.
You got to push through.
So we still have to do it. We're choosing to still commit to this and do it regardless of how we feel in the moment.
Yeah. And the being consistent part, like, that was hard for me in the beginning to know how to be consistent and showing up on camera. Like, you can't be one up here, then the next day you're down, then the next day you're here in the middle, then the next, you know, just being consistent
on camera
all the way around.
Yep.
That's taught me how to do that a lot too.
Yep.
Because your audience is looking for you. That consistency. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
How long have you and Gilly had y'all's podcast?
We first dropped the first episode April 17, 2019.
Wow.
And we came out every week since.
Wow.
We dropped
never missed a week.
52 shows a week. And sometimes we do it like this week.
How many shows?
52 shows. I'm in a month. I'm in a year.
Okay. I said, Jesus, now.
And then sometimes.
get your math right. Because you're stressing me out.
Sometimes we drop bonuses. Like this week, we're going to drop a bonus. We're going to drop an episode for tomorrow. Then we're going to drop one Sunday.
Okay.
So we might drop bonuses like 6-7 times a year.
But you said that you guys bulk record.
Yeah, we bulk. We'll snap. Like, I remember one time, I'm going to tell you, example, we came to Atlanta. We got an Airbnb near Cascade. This was years ago. Mm-hmm. This was years ago. And
he's like, wait a minute.
Years ago, near Cascade.
And in 24 hours.
He is 50, y'all. How old are you?
That was the name.
Okay, how old are you, though?
I'll be 44 June 21st. Okay, I'll be 44. 50,
not that old.
44, 50.
So Gil is 50, actually.
Don't do him because he ain't here to defend himself.
So we got the Airbnb, and in 24 hours, we did 5 episodes. We did 85 South. We did Shaquille O'Neal. We did Russ. We did Magic City Strippers. Mm. And then we shot to the studio and did Young Thug.
Magic City Strippers.
In 24 hours, and we was out of here. And that's how we
bulk shoot.
We'd go somewhere else and do that again.
Yeah.
Go to Houston, do it again.
Right. That's what we need to do. We need to bulk shoot consistently and just have that
and
content.
Just pull
in the
up
bank.
Like they do. We in Houston. Get an Airbnb.
Pulled up on us today. He was like, what about Thursday? Or what's today? Wednesday.
Yeah.
Thursday. Jesus.
Today is Thursday.
Thank you. That's what he said.
But it's cool.
Shut up.
It's been a hell of a
He said, what about Thursday? He's like, I'll be there. So he pulled up on us, you know, just moving around.
And like, you want to be able to get time for you. So if y'all stacked up, y'all got 10, y'all could go on a vacation, y'all could, and I would say this, I think people want to see y'all document y'all journeys outside of this shit, like really like seeing y'all travel.
That's what we do on Patreon. Right? Patreon, so y'all get vlogs every Friday.
They want to see that shit.
Go subscribe right now.
So it's like, you know, you just want time, you know, because you never know when y'all just be like, somebody gets sick, somebody be like, nah, I ain't doing nothing.
Do you feel like with podcasting, because I know we get this question a lot, like, you know, how do you start a podcast? And, you know, how do you da 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 da? I think people, because we have a certain setup, people feel like they have to have
to do it this way.
Really nice setup and, you know, the fancy mics and the lighting and all that stuff. But I think if your content is good, I don't think you need all of that.
Because
you guys shoot in random places and your content is always great.
I think people don't understand that if you do like this with this phone and you just turn it around, and I do like this. This is a podcast. Mm-hmm. You got podcast and podcast. Podcast is video cast, which you won't upload to YouTube. Mm-hmm. But I can shoot this right now on this phone, be here for 15 minutes. There's no time limit on the podcast.
I can do
10 minute podcast, 15 minute podcast, and I can shoot this. I get an editor, strip that audio off so we can upload it to the RSS feed, the audio, and we're going to throw the video up on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And it just go. I think it's so much pressure. Mm-hmm. Because a person will see y'all now and don't see where y'all started.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like a lot of times.
Even though
we started pretty good.
A lot of times, I think once you grab your name, it depends. You don't even have to grab. You can do whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying if you want to have it formatted, you grab your name, grab a logo, LLC, get a bank account.
Mm-hmm. Get your business right up front,
Get your domain name. If you got a name, spell it differently so you probably get a domain name. Plus, you want to get your socials. So, you know, you want to lock all of them right then and there. Like, just start from there. Just say, take a piece of paper, say, these are a couple of names I like. See if the domain name open. Once you get the domain name, go on social media, Instagram, Twitter,
available.
TikTok. See if they're available. Snatch them up, set the email up, bang, get a number, go get an LLC, bank account, boom. And just go and just start it. Get that logo and just do it. It ain't got to be.
I need $10,000 or whatever.
No, you know, the high tech mics.
You don't need none of that. If you go back and you look, I had a podcast, not knowing I had a podcast before Million Hours River Game, with Where's Wallow. Mm-hmm. If you look on YouTube, Where's Wallow, it was just me pulling up on dudes with one camera, one phone with a tripod, and I interviewed everybody from Charlamagne, Lil Baby, Lil Durk, West Side Gun, Jadakiss. I had a Birdman, everybody. Mm. Just for me pulling up. Where you at? You in New York? You in the hotel? I'm going to pull up real quick. I need a half an hour. Mm-hmm. Bang. Mm. And we had to sit there. Yeah. And that's it. You just got to, and you ain't got to be interviewing somebody. You might have a podcast talking about, you can have a food podcast talking about pastries. That's it. I think we got to be giving advice to people all the time.
Celebrity guests. Yeah.
You know, you can have one telling, a sister can set up a podcast right in our house. You could be in your bed and tell a story of romantic stories. And women is going to bite.
You're giving
somebody
into that.
A good idea.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a great
romantic
idea.
Story.
Great idea.
You can give fantasy stories of love or whatever. It could be seduction. I don't know. Like the Lifetime. Just imagine a woman from our culture giving a Lifetime channel type stories.
Audio
and just you sitting in your bed. They will love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they're gonna love it. Somebody gonna, you know, you're gonna get
if somebody
money.
Comes out with that.
That's such a
good
idea.
Please make sure that we pull this clip up And so they can
you got it
your
from
money.
The no for sure. And yeah. we need 10%.
You know how many y'all, you know how many girlfriends.
Come on, Wee. I ain't even say it.
You know how many girlfriends y'all got that y'all be like, she be on some wild journeys. Mm-hmm. And if she could tell us
if
stories
she could talk
about
it.
The different
yeah,
dudes
yeah,
she
yeah.
didn't date.
Yeah,
there's yeah. no woman telling the stories about these serial dates and the flyouts and all the crazy mm-hmm. stuff that they've been on.
That was me back in the day.
Listen. You know what I mean? Well, you know, so it's like
y'all got me. I don't need to bring that in.
I ain't gonna talk about
okay.
that. Okay. You know what I mean? You flying dudes.
Shut
out.
Up.
Is it still on Spirit?
Be
or is
quiet.
On Delta? My fault.
I stopped myself, so you stop yourself. Yeah. So if y'all want to know the rest of the story, yeah. go to $1 million worth of game.
That was watch a crazy that episode.
Featuring for sure.
I'm gonna throw that back up.
No, because I got canceled because of it. Then you
yeah,
got,
she got canceled. I got
you got ridiculed.
Oh, that was the one where you talking about if you ain't got no girlfriend.
Yes,
oh
they were
my
pissed.
God.
No, that was deep. You know, I was.
It's
Dish
true.
Nation. I'll never get
I'll
over.
Never
that.
Get over it.
No, but I'm gonna tell you
guys,
some real
man.
Stuff. If they ain't talking about you, you ain't winning.
Facts.
To be able to get free publicity like that is anything. Like, haters is your marketing team. Let mm-hmm. them work. Everybody's not going to agree with everything that we're going to do on $1 million River Game.
Do y'all have that issue a lot on social media?
Oh, no. We had it a couple times, but it's like, my thing is be like, the greatest freedom that I got, I don't know if you ever seen my TED Talk, the fuck it button.
No.
Yeah, I got to join a TED Talk called fuck it button.
What did you text me the other day?
Which one? Oh, no, that was just telling you about the festival we have.
Oh, okay.
But the F it button is... Where you can't, the greatest freedom is not to give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Once you care, you're done.
It really is.
You're done.
You're done.
Because now you, people that don't Ooh, have me. No value in your life, they, you know what I mean? You're done. Think about it. Oh my God, they said this.
Ooh,
so what?
Wee.
Thank you. Somebody new is going to know about me.
Yep.
Thanks. I'm going to
yep.
make more money. That's how I look at it. Yep. I think
because our show is so personal
yeah.
that they think that they have like, they, you know, analyze your life mm-hmm. and they, you know.
Or think they know us.
Yeah,
or,
and yeah. I think that's really hard. Like, B was, thankfully, she had already been in the industry, so she kind of already knew what this came with. I didn't know how it felt personally. I knew how I experienced it for her, but not for me. So when they, like, talk about you and your family
yep.
and try to psychoanalyze
yep.
you,
yep.
you know, it's like, Jesus. Yep. This
it's a lot.
But you gotta
don't read
this.
The comments.
Don't.
She's just like,
you
don't read
this.
The comments.
The average person that got time to do that shit
ain't doing nothing.
Their mm-hmm. life ain't popping.
100%.
Because mm-hmm. I ain't got time to be sitting writing some comment, 100%. Writing this long paragraph about 100%. Your life and my life together.
Yep.
When you say something about somebody, you got to be willing to say some shit about you too.
Mm-hmm.
Because ain't nobody shit together out here.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
We all trying to figure it out and we all just living life.
Yeah.
Everybody gonna fuck up.
Yeah.
Everybody gonna have a bad day. And on social, when you somebody in the public, a year, you might have 5-6 bad days a year and you might be saying something genuinely from your heart. And value in your opinion, and all it takes is one person mm-hmm, that just feel mm-hmm. offended, and instead of saying, damn, you know what, could you elaborate on that more so I can understand it?
Mm-hmm.
They take their that way
yep.
they seen it
yep.
and go
mm-hmm.
somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
remix your words, and then now you, it is what it is. You just live with it. It only lasts like 24 hours, though. It don't be.
Yeah, once you decide, but you have
It'd
to
be
decide
the longest day.
Not to care. Like, you have to make a choice.
Care.
Like, okay, I'm not going on, especially YouTube. YouTube is
That's
the worst.
That's how it was my last time.
YouTube is like, don't ever read the comments.
No. The worst. And bleep that out. Don't even promote them.
For sure.
The blogs.
Hey, KFS family. Hold on. Real quick. I'm gonna be honest with y'all, okay? I used to be a pad type of girl, not a tampon type of girl. I'm not even gonna lie. I was always scared that I was gonna leak through because I have a heavy flow and I did not want to have an accident while I was on my cycle. But I'm not gonna lie, y'all. As I've gotten older, I've gotten more comfortable, especially using Tampax. You don't even feel the Tampax tampon. It's comfortable and safe, so you are not leaking while you are on your cycle. You guys, when my period comes, I don't want to have to modify and limit what I do. Y'all know we travel a lot. We have long pod days. We're always working. So I want to make sure I am comfortable and I am not leaking. Tampax has been able to help me do that while I'm on my period. Once I found out that they can protect me the same as my pad and they don't hurt, it took me a couple tries to get it right. But now that I know how to properly insert a Tampax, I don't even feel it, y'all. Tampax allows me the freedom and flexibility to do everything on my cycle. You guys, pads and tampons can protect you the same, even on your heaviest flow days. And Tampax has really allowed me to believe and know that. All right, you guys, back to the show.
Okay, so before we get into your story, I do want to ask.
I want to hear a jail story.
I want to hear all the stories, but I want to know.
You still getting fights?
No.
Oh,
okay.
Was the beef with you and Gilly, that whole fiasco on social media, was that real or was that not real?
What beef?
Where he was mad. See, at you. Was he fake. Was like, "It's over. The podcast is over.
I don't f with him."
That was a y'all fed into that bullshit.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't.
Y'all
real.
Are so
I
annoying.
Can't stand y'all.
We were
y'all
so worried.
So sad.
We were
all
praying
losers.
For y'all.
Literally,
we are losers to believe.
We
me
were in our bedrooms, like in the name of Jesus,
we
I rebuke
so
any
worried.
Spirit that is bringing yeah. the brothers apart.
He's crazy. Me and him is fucking crazy.
It's not funny.
Why would y'all do that?
We don't have nothing else better to do but fuck with people.
Oh my God. What did Gilly say? This nigga's a nut.
I love it. We ain't got nothing else better to do but laugh and fuck with people.
But Gilly looked so serious. He was like, "Nah, man, I don't fuck with that podcast.
Yeah,
over.
It's over."
I was like, "Oh my!" I texted me. I was like,
I was
"Oh my god!"
Laughing.
They're like, "This."
I probably was somewhere laughing like this dead ass nigga.
You were probably
man.
Right next to him when he was saying
he's
that.
Fucking loser. He's a loser.
Okay, so I'm glad to know that that was
he's a loser.
So tell our most of our viewers. Well, I mean, we've had the same. No, we don't. We have different audience. So our ladies and our viewers and gentlemen, hey. Like, I'm a guy, I listen. Might not know who you are, so tell them, like, where you come from. Because you were in prison for how many years?
20.
Jesus.
20. Give me every year. Yeah. That is crazy.
Was that a consistent?
Yeah.
It wasn't back and forth.
And I did 5 years before that, juvenile.
Jesus.
So I've been in the system my whole life because I was just, you know, when I, June 30th, 1990, I got arrested in Philadelphia County for armed robbery. And I just kept getting arrested as a kid. I was only 11 for a couple of days. I was in a system and it's just programming.
Mm.
And I just kept being in juvenile facilities. Mm. You know, because juvenile facilities was like camps and shit. Like, they feed you 3 times a day plus a snack. It was crazy. So, you know, growing up in the ghetto, you don't know who you are. And if you ain't getting no money, if you ain't being in the streets, you're not respected.
Mm-hmm.
Black people.
I saw you say that in an interview. If you ain't got the girls, if you ain't got the change, the cars, the money.
It's still the same. If you ain't getting no money, you're done.
You're done.
Mm.
So it's like, you know, you a kid, you got your family telling you to go right, but they outnumbered by what you see in the streets. Because if I come out the crib, I'm seeing this dude with the Benz and the jewelry on, he dealing with the baddest women in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm,
I need
mm-hmm,
to be that. I need that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's the life. You know, you grow up and then you wake up one day in jail and be like, yo, what journey I just went on? What was I doing? What the fuck was I doing? I was
Did your mindset shift before you went to prison?
No,
or started
when I was in there, when I was in jail, and I realized like, yo, what the fuck is going on? It's hot as shit in here, summertime, the walls sweating. Like, why the fuck am I here? What the fuck was I thinking about?
The walls sweating.
I knew better than this, you know?
What do you mean the walls were sweating?
No, the walls be sweating in the summertime.
Ooh,
it ain't no AC in there. That shit is be, you be like, damn. See the devil break dancing in the ceiling, you be like,
oh my god,
fuck is I'm in
what
here?
What shifted your mindset, though, in was it a person? Was it?
No, you know, when one
did you find God? Did you?
I always had a conscience when I was in the streets. I would always ask them when I robbed somebody, whatever I did. I was like, how the fuck we do that? Like me and the homies, why the fuck you pull a gun? Why did you, you know, pistol?
So you always like, aw.
But
like,
I was impressionable and I couldn't, I was a follower. I couldn't fight. I couldn't fight the, you know.
So you weren't violent?
Fuck no.
Okay.
But I.
Gentle robber.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, how you doing?
For
you
know, sure. Like, give me your money, please.
Yeah, this is not going to be. This is not going to.
If you're
just
going to
end
cooperate,
well, just cooperate
you
with
go
me
home
and give
to
it
your
to
family.
Me.
Oh, Wallow. That's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, but as you grow, you realize the impact of that. The impact as a person when you pull a gun out on the impact on the
100%,
community, family.
100%.
You know, just so you grow and you be like, yo, that was some crazy shit. And then you start realizing this street shit is bullshit, man. Mm. And then you in the cell, you're like, damn, I've been here all these years. Then you just say it's more to life.
Did you lose any people around you? Any like
man,
homies?
I got like 30 homies is dead.
Goodness.
Jesus.
A bunch of them in the penitentiary. I was like the only one that made it.
Wow.
So, you know, that's why I be thankful every day that I'm here.
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
I don't take it for granted on the aspect like this world owe me nothing. The world don't owe me nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Once God gave me life, he put all the ingredients on the planet for me to win.
Mm.
So it's like, I don't take nothing for granted, and I'm thankful every day that I'm here, that I wake up.
But what was that moment? Like, I don't know if there was a moment in prison. I just think about the prison system and be like, you have to be a strong
Ooh-wee.
My what?
Mm-mm.
The struggles you have outside of those walls in the real world, being in those four walls and being in that system, I can't imagine the things that black men, women too, that people go through. What was the moment that shifted your mindset? How are you in that type of position and you're changing your mindset?
You know, I'm watching, in Pennsylvania, we had TVs right in the cell. You could buy it off commissary. One of my favorite people was Anthony Bourdain.
Who is that?
No Reservations. He had a show called No Reservations, Parts Unknown, The Layover. And he used to travel the world. He was a chef from New York. He used to travel the world. They say he committed suicide.
Yeah. Wow. This was 2019?
Yeah, he was a beast. Like, so he would tap into different cultures. And I realized, I said, hold up. The ghetto lack exposure.
Right.
So
this is all you know.
I'm sitting there like, yo, man, it's a big ass world out there. I ain't know nothing like this.
Yep. Yep.
You start tapping in and realize I got to go out there and live. This shit ain't it. Mm-hmm. It's too much more to this. Mm-hmm. I'm still young. I'm like, I'm independent. I'm like, I'm going to get out there. I'm going to live my life and I'm going to do something different. And that's what really turned the light on. I was like, man.
When did you get out? When was your last year?
I got out February 18th, 2017.
Wow.
2 years before you started the pod.
Yeah. And I just snapped as soon as I got out. I took the phone and it just went crazy.
That is wild.
And how you started that was just crazy.
I started because I knew it was more people in the free world in jail than it was in jail.
You guys, this episode of In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley, is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Really, think about it, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Listen, you guys, I have been in therapy for a year, and it has helped me so much. I mean, tremendously, in helping me find what really matters to me the most. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/totality today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases. Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths. I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out more than 2 years after Emancipation Day that they were free. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show.
Like everybody out here in prison, I'd just be looking at people like, damn, when you going to get out that cell?
Ooh, wow, wow.
And they got their own key to the cell, but they won't open that shit. Yep. They put themselves in prison. They're afraid to go after their dreams. They're afraid to be themselves.
Fear.
They're afraid to love the people that they want to love. They're afraid to say what they want to say and do what they want to do.
Yeah,
all that shit. So it's like, there's more prisoners out here. I see inmates everywhere I walk.
Did you experience, like, what was your relationships like and the people like when you were incarcerated? Like, what was that like? Were people enlightened like you? Were people...
You got some... You know what's crazy about prison? The elders in there, you got people in prison been in there for 40 years, 50 years.
Goodness.
Straight. And them some of the most, all right, put it like this. I never seen respect at its highest level in my life than I did in prison. Because the little slight of disrespect, somebody could die. So people just respectful, people is extremely knowledgeable, and it's just crazy. Like you see how people easily disrespect people on social media, mm-hmm. you would lose your life about that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just, you know, speaking to people in that way. But it was a lot of education. Because you ain't got time. You read books. People getting their degrees in,
right.
in jail.
Right, unless you have the time.
I'm talking about, you got college degree. You get college degree in jail. So it's a lot. You got a lot of smart people in there that just made some bad decisions. Yeah. Some of them never coming home.
Lord.
You know?
Wow.
So tell us the prison story you were going to say.
So listen, one of it's funny.
Have you told this one before?
I ain't sure. So I was dealing with this girl, right? I don't want to say her name. She like a doctor right now. She a doctor. She living like the East Coast somewhere. I believe she's married.
Yeah, please don't say
this girl's name.
Let her have a happy home.
She was the shit to me.
She was putting that money on your books.
No, it wasn't even about that. She was just like that. So I remember she used to send me pictures and all, we kicking it. Because, you know, I went to jail.
Are y'all kicking it?
I went to jail, you know, writing and all this shit. I called here and there. So I went to jail while we was, you know, in our situation. And I remember, man, this is like my first time experiencing how it be when you go to jail with the women. So I'm in the penitentiary now. And I call, right? Some dude answered the phone, right? So listen.
No.
He answered the phone. I was bleeding out. I said, yo, is such and such there? He was like, yo, yeah, who this? I said, what's the name? She said, yeah, she's busy. I said, what?
Oh, she's busy?
I said, ooh.
Wait, what you
I
mean?
I know that hurt.
Listen, nobody, she ain't got, listen, this is her spot. So I'm like, what the? He like, yeah, she's busy, man. Call her back another time. So listen, I had to get myself right walking out of this phone room.
You was about to cry?
I had to put my gangster on, right? I ain't gonna say I was about to, but I wanted to.
Mm, wow.
So I'm like, that shit hit my chest. I'm like, damn. I'm like, so I'm making sure ain't nobody seeing me fatigue. So I hang the phone, go, wang. So I turn around like, damn, I had to walk. I never forget, I used to always have Walkmans, and I used to always listen to slow songs. Like the old heads, I give you like a tape, they be behind the tapes, and they had all the old Ozzy mm-hmm. Brothers, all this. I'd be, mm-hmm. I'm always listening to that when mm-hmm. I'm ready to get on the phone so I could be mm-hmm. right to talk that talk, mm-hmm. right? So I throw my earphones on, I walk out the what's name, I tell the guard, what's the name, cell? He hit my door, I go to the cell, I put the sheet up, I sit on the bed, I'm like, fuck.
You start crying.
I was bleeding out, man. I was bleeding from the chest
area.
What
is bleeding out? Stop bleeding saying out. That. Men, I thought you got stabbed.
No. Bleeding out is this. Men do it all the time. You see it on social media. Men be bleeding out. A bleed out is when you're trying to hide that you're hurting about a woman or something, but you're really hurting about a woman.
Yeah.
But you bleeding out. Nobody can see that shit. That's what a lot of dudes be. That's why you be having all these dudes on here mad at women all the time mm-hmm. on social media, mm-hmm. on podcasts. And, yeah. You mad. Somebody made you bleed. Shut up.
Oh, gotcha. Mm-hmm. You know what
I
mean? Got you.
So I'm in there bleeding out. I can't make it. I'm gonna die.
No.
So I'm like, damn.
Did you ever call her back?
Yeah, I called her back the next day.
And he answered?
He answered?
No, he didn't answer then.
Who was like, it?
I ain't saying nothing. Like, it didn't matter. I didn't want to say nothing about it.
You didn't ask.
Oh, you didn't even say anything.
She knew what happened. So I'm like,
what
I'm
you
like,
doing?
I'm like, damn, what's up, baby? What's going on? She's like, hey, oh my God, this and that third. You all right? I sent you some pictures the other day. You get them? Yeah. I'm like, man, I'm happy. Forget, dude. I ain't trying to mess the whole situation
good
up.
Good for you.
But I was bleeding out, man. I bled out a couple times.
But you never wanted to know who the guy was?
No, I know he was somebody that was handling his business. He said she was busy.
Like, he's standing there with his drawers on.
Like, I was always a dude, listen.
Ooh-wee.
I was always the lover boy type boy, whiz, though. I was like, I always wanted to be in love with a chick and just be emotional and
but
shit.
Would you expect a girl to hold you down for 20 years?
No, ain't nobody holding you down. You got to share your chick when you go to jail.
Jesus.
See, you know what's crazy? So I talked to an old head, right, about the situation. He's like, yeah, young blood, don't worry about it. You got to share your chick when you go to jail, nephew. Don't worry about that.
Wow.
That's normal. Wow. So I wind up spending so much time in jail that I became the old head that would tell a young boy that. When I see him bleeding, I'm looking at him, he bleeding
out.
Young buggy, man, tighten up, man. That ain't about nothing, man. You know you got to share your chick. You got to be a counselor right now. You're tripping, man. So I was wound up turning to him by the time I had. So it was a cycle, but it was like, man, sheesh.
Ooh, that would have hurt my feelings.
You be bleeding, man.
Are you dating now?
Yeah, I be dating. Without a doubt, I'm dating.
Oh,
do you
want
to get married?
Some days I do, some days I want to be a hoe.
Wallow.
I'm being
that's
can
honest.
I be,
that's
too
honest.
But you're too
be,
old for that.
See, you, if, right, I, right, if right, I lie, right. you embrace the lie. I tell you the truth, it's disrespectful.
Okay. But I can still check honest. The truth.
You can check it, but can I be real about it? Like,
you are 50.
Well, I think it's because you were gone for 20 years, though. Yeah, you didn't have a whole phase.
Some days I just want to be like, damn. Some days I want to be booed up.
I could see you being a husband. Some
days, I am a hell of a guy in that department. Some days I just want to be like this.
I do not want to.
Some days I want to be like that. And then some days I just want to be, man.
Get off me.
I want to be, you know, some days I'm just like, you know, I'm snapping out.
What is snapping out mean?
All these bleeding out, snapping out.
What's snapping out mean?
No, some days I just want to go on five
like
dates.
Like kick it and yeah.
I want to go on 5 dates with 5 different
but
chicks.
You know what that means? You haven't found your person. Because when you're going to find your person, you ain't going to be one to snap out.
You know, because some days it's just like, you know what it is? I think, and then sometimes it'd be ego, it'd be a lot of stuff involved because you might be dating a girl. See, one thing about men today, when we get money and got so much money, you just be like, You come
look
with
how
all.
How he threw that in there.
No, I'm.
Think about men today. I mean, when we get so much money,
I'm just being straight up.
He's like, all right.
Because I didn't see it happen to me. All right. I got to speak from a. I'm not going to come
experience.
Here. I'm not going to come in here and lie because all y'all hearing is lies from all people capping. I ain't got a cap. So my whole thing is like, I seen the transformation. I had to check myself because once you start getting a lot of money, you come into these women's life and you can mess a woman's life up because you'll come into them with all these expectations of what they can and can't do. But you could do whatever you want because you got money and they got to deal with the shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they do what they do, now you're bleeding out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys. This Know For Sure episode is brought to you by Amex. You guys, Amex makes it so easy for everyday life to feel like something exciting, y'all. Being an Amex member means my perfect day consists of traveling. Then I land, I go eat, I go shopping, I have a spa day, and I use it all on my Amex card. You guys, it's all about me time, and that's why I use my American Express card to help me make the most out of my life. What's your go-to vacation activity? Use your Amex card. What trip is at the top of your bucket list? Use your Amex card. How are you prioritizing yourself this year? You need more me time. Use that Amex card, you guys. Amex helps me plan the best trips ever. This year, I've already gone to Miami, LA, Cabo, New York, and Houston. I've traveled all over, y'all. And of course, I use my Amex card. American Express, don't live life without it.
Like
you're
telling
a member
you about,
when
listen,
every trip is
see,
worth
see, women,
taking.
Women got a way to
all
make
you
guys, bleed
guys,
out. What they do is this
show.
What they do. I got to give you the game about the bleed out because
okay,
I'm educating
all right.
audience. And y'all know how y'all be making dudes bleed out.
Okay,
y'all come to the point of, damn, what we doing? That you know, y'all hit what we doing, man. We doing us. Stop the bullshit. What you mean? What we doing?
Yeah,
we
ain't keep, no, seriously.
Like we've been getting in. We've been doing this. We've been fucking. What we doing?
Ooh,
y'all hit us with that.
Ooh.
Now it's like we chilling. I ain't trying to. Oh, because I'm
we know, cooling.
Then y'all hit a joint. I'm trying to. I'm working on it for something real. I ain't got time for this. Then you be like, man, well, you know, I ain't, you know. She be like, all right, well, it's cool then. I'm going to do what, you know.
I hate when you threaten a dude and it don't work.
No. Shit be working.
No, it don't. Sometimes
let me give
it
you
don't.
The game. Let me give you the game.
Because I'll be lying.
Like, let me give you the game.
All these dudes on my phone. Ain't nobody
when it
on
work,
my phone
different
but you.
Women is
nobody.
Different this way.
Nobody. I have no options.
Women is different these days. So this is what they'll do. You'll say, oh, I'm cool. You be like, all right, I'm cool. Y'all don't call each other for a day or two. Next thing you know, they pull the trigger on you. You see that. You go to that story from the burner page. Let me give you the game. Let me set it up
you
for you.
You are in the 50.
Let me set it up for you.
Grow up.
I don't care how old I am. I'm
okay,
out here. I'm
all
outside.
Right, all right.
Listen.
The burner page?
Listen.
You're bleeding out.
Listen, can I?
For sure. If you got a burner page, you're bleeding.
I'm giving y'all the game about everything. Y'all got to listen. This is,
you're bleeding
this,
out.
This is a men's perspective. Okay. Everybody got every. I'm trying to give you. It's not just me. I'm giving
so
you the real game.
So niggas have burner pages.
Niggas on
niggas,
point.
Not
niggas
men,
on point.
Not black
niggas, listen,
kings.
Listen. Kings too, all that shit. All that
no,
shit
they
cap.
Don't. No. Wallow.
Wallow.
Don't come over here talking that. This is not $1 million worth
I'm
of
I'm a black
game.
King
this
too.
Is healing, growing, evolving.
And we trying to heal. How are we going to heal if we don't say the truth?
All right, go. Bleed out.
So. my baby. Come home. That's how I be. He be screaming
and
shit.
For real.
I want my family back.
That's how y'all dudes
that's
be.
How niggas be. Punch it in the air.
That's
this what happened.
Be.
Let me give you the game.
Okay.
I got to get
page.
A woman the game because they know what they
yeah,
be doing.
Yeah, I want to know.
Y'all wrong.
Ooh.
Keisha, Naima,
stop.
Kelly. Naima. Y'all wrong. Y'all know what y'all be doing. This
Kelly.
What they do. This what they do. Let me lay it down for you. So you be chilling. And sometimes you don't even need a burner pay because the burner is so.
If you really about that life, look for your real pay.
The burner is so. I'm not paying attention, but I'm paying attention.
Yeah. Right.
I'm gonna act like I ain't pressed, so you don't see my real page pop up. So I'm gonna come with the cap.
I'll be looking from the real
page. So peep game.
I looked.
Peep game. You looking. You see that joint early in the morning when you get up, you probably did something. You see that one pool set it all off. You just see the clouds. Be right back. She on the plane. You see that? She dipped. Oh, shit.
She on a trip.
So now, peep game. I'm talking
right
real
back.
Shit.
Be right listen, back.
Be right back.
I'm talking to BRB.
A little boomerang listen, of the wing.
No. Listen. You see that air?
Oh, that's Delta, listen, too. Oh, shit.
The cloud beautiful. Part two. You immediately go to a girlfriend praise to see if she would've.
She not.
She in the gym. What the f- you like? So now you like. You chill. You wait a couple minutes. You wait. You
post
you
notifications
keep, you
on.
Keep going to the store. You just like, you might go do something, then you go to the store later. Where you see that breakfast and that other side of the table is food over there, them flowers. That's the cut one. That's a little cut. That's a joint agree.
Some of them girls be setting that up.
Listen, I know. But listen, let's give you game on how.
Let me give you game.
Hold on.
We bleeding out and acting out.
You see that? That's the cut. That's the little scratch.
Okay. On the ribs. You're not bleeding yet.
You're like, shit ain't about that. Because when you got it, you like he ain't me. So you like, that's how you thinking. Next thing you know. You see her walking on the beach, taking that picture with the handbag, grabbing the phone and all
Jesus.
That shit. You're like, damn. So then you chill. Then you know when it's on, when you see that gif. God forbid she put the note on it. You're done. You're going to bleed out. Ooh, she put the note on it. You see, and then they showing you, you know, she's showing you the balcony of the hotel. You're like, damn. Listen, the bleed. So you like, damn.
You done watched the whole trip.
Listen, you peeping the whole joint.
You ain't got enough. You be, sense to
then,
stop
listen,
at the flight.
Listen, hold. And then it, listen, no. Then they going to play a song. They going to play the sub song.
It's oh, gonna, for sure.
It's
oh,
going to be a song.
It's like.
And then you know what they going to do? Then you know what they going to do? Listen, do you know what they going to do? They going to put a picture up of a celebrity couple kissing or something.
Goals,
they
gonna, yep.
No, they ain't going to say goals.
They just say it, yep.
They going to put the heart there. You going to be like.
Yep.
You going to scream.
So, okay, when you start bleeding out, do you hit the girl, text the girl, reach out, or you just bleed out and
it
let it go?
It depends on what day it is. If I'm soft and I'm emotional, aww, I'm hitting the joint, baby, I miss you.
Aww.
You okay? You need anything? You hungry? I'm going right in.
I don't know if you my uncle or
this
like.
The joint. This the joint. Listen. This the joint. First of all, I'm going to give you the whole package.
It's like, is you uncle or is you babe?
From the joint, I'm giving you the whole package. This how we going. This
Jesus
how we going.
Lord.
Because me, I don't care
Uncle
about
Bay.
None of that. I don't care about none of that. Venus hitting your door, the long box.
What?
The long box with your initials on it, Venus.
Wow.
Forever Roses. They hitting that. They going. By the time you get back, they're going to be at that door.
Mm.
I'm going to send you the text.
Uncle Bay.
No, listen.
For sure, Uncle Bay.
Listen, I'm going to send you the text. This is the text. How was your day? Have you ate? Do you need anything?
That's that old school stuff. It's because you're 50. You know no, how to
it don't matter.
These
bang.
Young dudes.
Bang. She going to get that. And you're going to be able to tell if all that footage was old or if it was new.
She's like, I'm at home.
If she don't, listen.
Ain't even on the flight.
No, if it's that, y'all going to be crying back on the phone. I miss you. I'm getting on the flight. I'm coming to you right now. I love you, baby. I'm sorry. I ain't going to act up no more. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to just say what it is. Like me, I ain't going to front. Most of me, like it's like it depends on what day you catch me. I like to be soft and emotional. I don't want to fight.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I
do
don't.
Do you have kids?
Not yet. I got a niece.
I know your niece. I love y'all's videos together.
Oh,
she
my.
Is so. She soon got you wrapped around her
finger. Soon as you mention
her
how I'm thinking about a drill sergeant and what she going to tell me to do. Because I posed a call and she going to tell me some real slick stuff when I talk to her. So, like, it's like, I realize I ain't going to be here forever. So I'm like, I cannot be the dude out here being selfish with my emotions or fighting my feelings.
Aww.
It's life too short for
that's
that.
That's good.
So you got to be able to go through it. And I'm realizing more and more when I'm stopping the BS, when I'm like, you know what? She called me, she checked me, I did some dumb shit, I gotta stand down. I can't, you know, cause sometimes you'll be like, all right, fuck it, I ain't gonna call. No, I'm gonna call, listen, babe, you right.
I commented that recently on his page that you and Gilly were at a wedding or something.
Oh yeah,
I was like, emotional. This nut nigga is crying.
I was, listen.
You were crying.
I never been to
I
no,
was like,
listen.
I love how Wallow is so emotional.
You know what I was crying about
internet.
Though? You know what I was dripping tears about? I was like, yo, man, not only did I love the ceremony, but I'm like, yo.
Come on, ceremony.
I never been to a black wedding. Where's the black? I've been to like 15 baby showers since I've been home.
Wow.
I was crying about that too.
This now is our, you dropping
this,
some.
This is our cameraman. So I'm like, damn, we don't even get married no more.
Wow.
Jesus.
And it was like, and you know what it was really messing me up? Everybody here from my cameraman Kev, his wife, family, his family, everybody was in there married. Like everybody that was there. They was all married.
Yeah.
You're like, so I'm like, what the fuck, cuz? So it was just like crazy to me. So it was an emotional moment for me. And I was like, damn, we really got to tighten up.
And you cried.
Yeah, I dropped some tears. So
Gilly
like,
always making fun of him. He don't care. He'd be like, I don't care.
Like
I
the
cried.
Greatest thing you could do is don't care.
Yeah.
Because if you do, you're not going to live.
Yeah.
You're going to fortify your emotions.
Yeah.
And I think I got a great relationship with my emotions on the aspect where I'm like, fuck it.
What's your sign?
June 21st.
Cancer?
They Gemini? Say both. They say Gemini. I'm both.
Really?
My mom
Cancer
say you
for
and,
sure.
My mom say you both. So I don't know what she
Cancer is sensitive and emotional.
So it's just like, I just think we got to be more just emotional, man. Love each other and shit. Mm. And just figure it out, man. Because listen, man, the same way you be emotional when you're up in it, you got to be like that when you're up in it.
Wallow, I don't want to hear that.
No, I'm just saying, you be emotional.
No, you for sure, unk.
Damn, I mean, because I just said some crazy shit.
Lord have mercy.
I just said some crazy shit.
When you up in it,
ooh, wee.
Yeah, you was come on. Y'all, I ain't gonna lie. Damn.
All right.
I know everybody lie on social media. I'm not gonna lie. Fuck.
That's not me.
We got enough people doing it. The fuck?
Do you want know? Kids?
Yeah, you know, I lost two kids.
Really?
In my last relationship. Me and April, we lost two kids.
I'm
we was doing IVF. Wow.
Yeah.
I was hype as shit too. I was like, yeah, I was buying, you know, ready to start. But I bought some stuff, had it in the trunk, like, yeah, he gonna wear this. You know what I mean? I was tripping.
Wow.
You know what I mean? That's a devastating blow on you.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
IVF.
Yeah.
And it really.
This was you and your ex. I'm
sorry. Yeah, me and April. Yeah, it was really deep.
Y'all were public.
Yeah, we was public.
Okay,
yeah,
I don't public. Know who April is. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we was public, and we was, you know, but it was like.
Why'd y'all break up?
You know, it was a lot of difficulties.
Okay.
You know? Some days I wanted to be a nigga. Some days I wanted to be a man.
Wallow.
Can I speak on it?
Yes.
Let me tell you the truth.
Yes, sir. That be the case. Ooh. Some days there are men that really want to try,
and it go
double.
Both ways. Some days she wanted to be.
All right.
But I'm never gonna say that about her. You know what I mean? But you know,
wanted to be a woman and wanted to be her.
No, I ain't gonna say that.
I know.
You know, I ain't gonna say that.
That's what I'm saying. All right.
Because that wasn't, you know what I mean? But it's like, you know, it just be deep, man. Out here, we always think we could replace somebody in this world.
You think y'all ever get back together?
You don't know. You never know.
Yeah, but you're open to it.
I'm open to living and loving.
Look at
him. I'm never open. I'm never gonna say never.
April, he love you, girl.
I'm never gonna say nothing. Look at you. You always kiss me. I ain't gonna never see nothing, you know what I mean? But it's like,
aww.
You just live your life, man, and you just be out here. But it's like, I think social media is really hurting our people.
Mm. It is. It is.
What do you feel like is one of the biggest things that's hurting us in social media?
I think people so easily think they could disrespect people.
Yeah.
And I never seen so much evil stuff in my life till social media came. And I didn't see people that were as though. It could tear people down because everybody not going to be strong to say, fuck it, like I might can.
Mm-hmm.
And you got that. And then you got just the measuring of a life.
So this year, I wanted to be really intentional and aware about the products that I put in my hair and my children's hair. So I decided to go with the Dove Crown Collection because of their longstanding dedication to the Crown Act, which they co-founded in 2019. The Crown Act ensures legal protection against discrimination-based race-based hairstyles. With this, they've had over 90 grassroots events and 340,000 petition signatures. You guys, I love it when a company makes it clear about the values and they stand on it. When I decided to go with the Crown Collection, it was a no-brainer. These products are plant-based, no parabens, no dyes, and it's color safe. My wash day routine is super simple. I use the Scalp Care Shampoo, which cleanses my scalp of any buildup, and it supports the health of my scalp. Next, guys, I use the Hydration Restore Conditioner. This conditioner moisturizes my hair, it reduces any dryness, and it adds vitamins B3 and prebiotics. Lastly is my favorite part, you guys, I love to use the Restore Strength Leave-In Conditioner and the Scalp Care Prebiotic Serum. You guys, this adds vitamins and natural oils to my hair, protects it from any styling damage, adds nourishment, and it strengthens my hair. Dove didn't just think of us, but they also thought of our kids, you guys. They have an amazing hair care line for our children with coils, curls, and waves with their Dove Hair Love collection. You guys, it has moisturizing shampoo, nourishing conditioner, 2-in-1 detangler and refreshing spray, and styling curl cream. Now, I have 3 boys. They have 3 different hair textures, and what I love about this collection is that it covers all 3 of them. And what's really cool is that each bottle has an affirmation with a child that my children can identify with. I am obsessed, you guys. Not only is it paraben-free, tear-free, but it smells amazing, like a warm coconut cookie. Guys, it was so good, I had to try it myself. It is so important that we build our kids' self-esteem and give them the confidence they need to be positively represented in this world. So you guys, if you're on a natural hair care journey like me and my children, you know how important it is to embrace your hair, embrace your curls, embrace your coils, and embrace your waves. And with the Dove Crown Collection and the Hair Love Collection, this is going to give us all the confidence that we need to show up in this world unapologetically us. All right, you guys, back to the show.
Mm-hmm. Like, you got so many extraordinary women out here, but they feel as though they're not enough for their man. Mm-hmm. They're not enough to date. So that, you know, so they gotta manipulate themselves in so many different ways. I gotta wear this. I gotta be here. I gotta do this in order to be likable. When it's like, love, just like yourself, and everything will come. The people that's here for you out of these 8 billion people on the planet, I believe we all got groups of people that's here for us. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we don't live to connect with them because we'll be stuck in yesterday, so we won't meet tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what happened to us a lot of time, you know. And I just think people don't want to be just real with themselves and have real conversations. And
just the facade of people feel like they have to be, opposed to being truly who they are.
But you gotta wear, so you gotta understand, just to be black and American in social media days, you gotta wear certain clothes, you gotta talk a certain way, you gotta be a certain,
you have to have a certain aesthetic.
You gotta go to certain trips you gotta take.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You gotta wear certain bags, you gotta drive a certain car, you gotta live in a certain city. If you don't do none of that, you're not black, you're not the shit, you're not cool, you're not.
Or lit. You're not successful.
Yeah.
Or you're not
popular.
Ooh wee!
It's wild. So it's a lot of pressure, and then I'm scared about the kids growing up in this shit, because now we got a society where as though it's not cool to have a 9-to-5.
All right,
I'm just being real.
Triggered. Okay,
triggering.
Triggered when you hear my name. Triggered.
She's crazy.
Watch it. You on my show?
Oh yeah, I forgot. Damn.
You could have said a job. Forgot. Just 9-to-5.
A job.
Just
there is nothing wrong with having a 9-to-5.
There is nothing wrong with it, Lord. That was in 1982.
I got a 9-to-5. I was up at 9.
Now I'm down by 5.
And I'm gonna be done. We ain't gonna be done working till 5.
Damn, I just thought about that.
But guess
what?
That's a choice.
That was funny.
I'm just kidding. And I like it. Me and entrepreneur.
Y'all too crazy.
I'm an entrepreneur.
So how you doing? Who you dating?
Nobody. You got some candidates?
Listen, man.
He said me.
I'm just saying this.
No.
I'm just saying this. We gonna keep going, man.
No. Wallow. How you gonna? This ain't your
this
show.
This ain't your show.
They
Wallow.
Holding up. Look.
I'm executive producing this.
He said we gonna keep going, man.
I'm an executive producer. I came all the way down here, you know.
I know. What you gonna talk about?
No, I'm asking you. Who you dating?
Nobody. Show me some. Do you have anybody that I could talk to?
What's up?
No.
I ain't talking about me. I'm talking about what's up. What you looking for?
I'm like April watching.
No, I'm talking about what you looking for.
For sure.
I want a man that's like really into God.
Okay. Go to the church.
Why
you just go to church and find somebody that's you know?
I do be at church.
There's not an opportunity. We need to create like.
We need to have a social.
Yeah. There's no like opportunity after church for that.
I don't know.
Are you going to be here this week?
No, I got to go to. We got a celebrity basketball game in New Orleans.
Okay, well, I was going to invite you to church.
No, I'm out. But listen, let me ask you a question.
What?
So how has your dating life been? Like, what's
horrible.
Going on? Why is this
horrible? I even joined the app. Nothing on there.
What? Yo, this is the second girl that told me they joined the app. What is going on with these apps?
It's fun, but it's just like it's stupid. Trash. It's trash.
And you still ain't come up.
And I cannot believe I paid the annual membership. I should have did monthly.
Ooh, wait.
Did anybody know who you was?
Yeah.
Oh, that's corny then, man.
But it's like,
It's like an app for people that are like, don't tell the app.
Yeah, it's right. It is. It sucks. She's I was so fun too? At you first. Even... I had like 6 numbers all blocked.
Y'all going through that?
It was fun though.
Damn, men got it easy.
But what is? Isn't it hard? Don't y'all feel like for both sides it's hard when, yeah, especially it when is, you're in it the is, industry? It is. You can't just date
if you're
anybody.
Really trying to find somebody. It's easy if you just want to kick it.
Yeah, if you want to kick it if and have sex. But if you want a relationship and you're in the industry, that's hard.
I think it's hard for women today because y'all turned the game up so much ways though. Y'all so super successful in making things happen that first of all,
and guys don't want that.
No, it ain't that. Dudes gotta have they gotta have their bread like, right.
Yeah, they feel like they have to match that or more. They have to be confident.
I think it's very hard for a man to date a alpha successful woman.
Yeah, they gotta have that bread. So it's like y'all make it hard. You know what I mean? It's like,
but it's like I can help you get money.
No, after a while you gonna
guys
be like,
don't
want
to do that.
You're not trying to help nobody because you might like, hold up. This shit ain't working. He ain't doing that.
And I think at 33, like. I've never been in the dating scene until now.
Like, Lord.
So I don't want to pull nobody up.
Well, I
don't
want to pull. I did that with everybody.
Oh, what's up with your dating? Like, who you dating? What's his name?
Huh?
What's going on? What's his name?
What happened?
Relax.
See, y'all, I thought we was talking the truth on this joint.
All
man.
Right, go. She's not dating nobody.
See how y'all trying to spin it? Y'all bad, man. I mean,
what? You dating? What's your name? What's his name?
What's his name? She blushing, too.
No, I'm not.
What's up with Kurt? No, hey, Kurt, what's going on, man? What's his name? Kurt, Mike, Kev? Can we be transparent here?
For sure.
Who is you dating? You ain't got to say his name. How was it? How was the first date?
She just got out of a 12-year
No, she but marriage. She dating somebody. She said she ain't
she did
say
not
she
say
was.
That.
You was a good
Let
friend.
Let her speak.
You was a good friend. You ain't going to snitch or none of that. Damn, she good. Oh, see, y'all ain't right. Y'all ain't right, man.
If She's I single. Were today, I would date a man that, A, loves God and is...
What's the age range? What's the youngest y'all going?
Youngest, 33. My age.
25.
Oh, you turned
Braylon.
Up.
Braylon.
You turned Tina Turner up. You ain't turning it up.
No. I mean, like, I don't know. I don't know the youngest, but the oldest... How old is Idris Elba? 55.
50-something.
Will Smith.
20-year gap might be too much. 20?
I would do 50. Ooh, yes, fine. Mm. Old man, I love y'all. Y'all wow. got y'all shit together. They be walking in. They alpha male. Yeah. Y'all got cufflinks.
Ooh, Jesus, cufflinks?
A cufflink?
And suspenders?
What, a handkerchief?
My God.
Ooh, oh, she let
a briefcase?
It's a bunch
of
It's you a bunch of them.
Not a satchel.
It's a bunch of them in church. What's going on? What's
I
wrong?
I can't find one yet. But I really, recently, I ain't been in church looking. Look I be in there weeping.
Crying.
Talking to God. I open my eyes and be like.
Did nobody never come at you in church?
No. I'm open to it, though. Damn. Change church. Holla.
Everybody go holler at a church. Meet up. Whole Atlanta. Pull up.
Do you have any friends? Do you have any candidates? Is there anybody on your timeline you think will be a good match? Oh, you should hook me up on a blind date. That would be so fun.
Then you going, if it go wrong, she going to cuss, eat, all the church stuff going out. Went, nigga, why you in? Yeah. I'm like, damn. You know, you got to deal with that.
Now you just got to make sure he meets certain requirements.
Make sure you hook me
up.
I'm
going to do a video when we're done. We're going to hook you up with somebody.
A video? Okay, yeah, let's do that.
On my social. I'm
That'll
dead serious.
That would be so fun.
Listen, I'm trying to find it. And we're going to go. We're going, it's going
to
go up.
He has to be out in the world.
What do you mean he has to be out?
He can't be locked up.
Oh.
I'm not going to put you in a jail pen pal. So.
Okay, I'm just, you
he
never know.
Be out in the
I
world.
Want to make sure that he already did his time. Because I am not holding nobody down.
Ooh-wee.
Ooh-wee.
Ooh.
Possible parole?
Possible? You got somebody?
It's your girl, B. Simone. And before we start this episode, you guys, I have a huge announcement. I cultivated a private community on Instagram, which is a safe space that I get to pour into and be active with people who are truly, truly my close friends. Y'all, this private community gets all of me. Close friends gets exclusive personal content, the behind the scenes, daily motivation, my day to day, all of which I do not post on my main Instagram, only my close friends. Recently, we even started a book club and we discussed over an intimate private Zoom. The first book we are discussing is Healing the Soul of a Woman by Joyce Meyer. So don't miss out out on this, guys. I'm super excited to even announce that we will also be doing one-on-one Q&As. Y'all have been asking me for private mentorship, and y'all know I'm not a mentor, but I got y'all. So I can't wait to host this for you all one-on-one. To join my close friends community, all you have to do is go to officialbsimone.com right now, and you will get all the information sent to your email so you don't miss the next private Zoom call with me, which is less than 2 weeks away. I love you guys. Sign up right now at officialbsimone.com. That's officialbsimone.com, and let's heal together. See you later, close friends. Let's get back to the pod.
Who you got?
I got somebody for you.
Show me him right now.
No, I don't even think he got the page. He ain't got no page.
Perfect.
Wow. How old is he?
Probably like...
You know him from prison?
No.
Okay.
He's a professional.
I mean, like, it's okay if he was
he's a professional.
He's a professional. I ain't going to say all that right now.
Okay.
He,
how old is he?
50, about 51.
Perfect. He got salt and pepper or bald?
Jesus, just because he's 50.
He might be a little
salt. Is he balding
pepper.
Or is he salt and
no,
pepper?
No, he got salt and pepper.
Ooh, salt and pepper. He got a beard.
And it's going to be quiet because he ain't on Instagram.
That's either. Perfect.
He's a professional.
Has he been married?
I ain't sure.
Okay.
Extremely professional. He brings a lot of value to you.
What is he? Okay, well, what do I bring to him? He brings a lot of value to you. Now, you bringing value to him, I'm not sure about that yet.
He got you for sure.
Where does he live? What city? I just need
New
to
York.
See. She is he from New York?
Let's see you. You judge.
All right. I'm open to it. It'd be the New York accents. I can't argue with that all day.
What
is that? Sir.
All that aggression.
The accent. That's all I thought about. Can I date an African? But when you get mad.
Ooh wee. Ooh,
when you get mad.
When you get upset.
I don't want to hear all that.
I don't. Not on my phone.
Right here, now, listen,
is that his picture?
No, listen.
You on Google?
Let me give you the game right here.
Show me my man.
See this? Don't say that. He wanted to. Listen.
I don't know what that means.
Listen. Look. Don't say that. Look
what okay, I that's said. Great. Look is he said. A good person?
Listen, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. All like, right. This value out the way, ain't on social.
Okay. Is he handsome?
Okay, I'm going to know that. You gonna figure it out.
He's like, don't test me.
Like, you going to figure that out. Like,
okay.
But, like, older guy, but he's about his business. He's not on social.
Is he in shape?
I guess so. I don't know.
Oh, listen. Lord. Wallow, you know if he's overweight.
No, he's not overweight.
Okay.
Listen, so.
I'm trying to. He's chunky.
No, I'm not saying all that.
I'm just trying to imagine my husband.
Dude, you is picky. You don't just let it flow.
I'm just saying. I need to look.
He's professional. He up class. He high class.
All right.
It's going to be, you know.
All right. I'm open to it. As long as he has good character.
But I'm still going to put you on the gram. We're going to still
figure
this
out. Please. I can't wait.
They going to go crazy. They going to be on you. They going to tear the inbox up. You ready for who going to flood? Who going to check your inbox?
Yeah. It's probably going to be felons.
Oh, wee.
No, man, everybody been to jail in America now.
I know, a couple of my exes have been in jail. But they can't be in jail currently.
Did you go visit somebody in jail?
Who was in jail?
He wasn't in jail when I was dating him, but he had been to jail before. Yeah.
You never visited somebody?
I would date a felon, but not currently in prison.
No, did you go visit him in jail? You never visited nobody in jail?
I
took the jail picture and, damn.
No. Should I put that on my bucket list?
I couldn't imagine doing that. I could not imagine.
No.
That's with crazy. The backdrop in the back, where they had like the trees.
Mm-mm.
Get the whole zone, man. I see you.
No, my ex, we weren't together, but I thought he was my boyfriend. I wasn't his girlfriend, but he had been in jail before.
Damn, I love how you so real about that.
So sad.
How you feel about kids?
It's not a non-negotiable. Yeah.
That ain't bad.
That's not a non-negotiable. Because a lot of people have kids that are good, you know, good partners.
That ain't bad. This is deep, man. It's deep. It's just deep to be deep, you know?
So, yeah.
We're going to find
So you guys are going to you're gonna put her on
no,
the
we gonna
blind date. They could have been to jail, but just not currently. So I'm open to that.
Five dudes. This is what we're looking for. Five different dudes.
Perfect.
Five different dates. Don't matter the city. The guys, this is what we're going to say.
Okay.
They got to handle the first class flight, the 5-star hotel put up.
Wait.
Oh, my
gotta fly
goodness.
Out. You gotta, they might not be here. Might be. He might
they
be.
They could come to me.
But everybody got to come here?
No, you
don't
want
to experience. You don't want to go to Seattle San Francisco
okay,
or
okay, we
Diego.
Can talk about that. You know we mean? Can talk about the logistics.
It might be London. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling them what they got to what they got to do.
Okay,
so they
okay,
gotta get
I like that.
A first class flight.
So we
first,
have to have the first date.
A first yeah, class a first flight. Date. Whatever city you wanted to come to, you got to be able to stay in the first class flight.
Okay,
5-star hotel.
5-star hotel to put you up.
Okay,
you know what I mean by yourself.
Okay.
And all common, everything else that come with that. The whatever's got to go. The
courting.
The,
courting.
The food.
Like an actual date.
The flowers. We need to do this shit real.
Okay.
We're going to do it or we're not doing it.
Okay.
That's it. And it's not for everybody. You're not offending nobody. It's just saying if this was outside of your pay rate.
Okay.
Ooh,
ooh, wow.
I'm outside of your pay rate.
I didn't say that. He said it.
I'm not going to say nothing to them. I'm not. That.
You can say all that. And I'm just going to say, mm-hmm. What Unc said. Because if I say it, I'm going to get canceled. If you say it, they're going
to
laugh.
Let me explain something to you. I'm going to take. Can I say something powerful for you?
Yeah.
You got to have power to cancel somebody.
Come on.
You can't cancel nobody if you can't even. You don't even have power.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram. Like, people kill me with that. Oh, yeah. You're not CNN. Who is you?
You
just a couple
no,
people that got
right.
on Instagram
you're
talking
right.
about cancer.
You're Because right.
you don't like what somebody said today. You talking about, I'm going to cancel with anything that you did and what you got going on. Show me. Come on. Let's do it.
But it. I mean.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for you.
It literally lasts. Well, mine lasted a little longer than 2 days, but the
Thank
average
you.
Cancellation.
I always say 24
days.
Hours. Who is you?
Mine be longer than that. Yours be quick.
No, it don't even last that long. Mm. That be that. It only
it be on in my
it's
mind.
It's in your mind.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
nobody
you're right,
care.
You're right.
Soon as
right.
somebody shake their button and come down the timeline on Shade Room is over.
And then really, people don't be knowing until you acknowledge
yep.
it. They
yeah.
don't ever know until the person actually says.
That's
something.
Why they always say you respond up, not down.
Mm-hmm.
Like now. If Oprah say something about you, oh yeah, you got to say something. Beyonce, okay, cool.
Now, I mean,
cool.
You canceled.
No, Oprah say something. You got to come explain.
Yeah,
make
you
example.
Have to set up a daggone statement.
Listen, Oprah, auntie, listen, I didn't mean to say that.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
But when blogs and all that, they don't matter.
Yeah.
Job is, a lot of blogs' jobs is to hype and slander.
Yeah.
Some days they're going to hype you, some days you slander. That's why you can't be mad at them.
Yeah.
You can't be mad at Shade Room. Because when you do your thing, they're going to hype it. And you're going to take time. You're going to hype it.
Sometimes. Y'all can hype a little more.
They're going to hype it. I mean, they always hype my shit.
Yeah.
Shout out to Shaver. But
no, wow.
Oh, fault. So you got a relationship
you,
with these
you
people.
Got somebody
got
working behind
They always show
scenes.
Me love. They always show me love. I ain't going to hate on them. They always show me love. And when things go wrong, they post that too. But I'm not mad at it.
I don't think you guys ever went. None of that. Your stuff went
No, we did
bad.
Some. We had some wrong stuff. But it's cool. You know what I mean? It's okay, off white socks. Virgil, I was looking at a very interesting post by Virgil, man. He got some deep content out there.
Mm-hmm.
If you read it, you know what I mean? Check it out.
I have a question for you. How do you feel, because you and Gilly interview a lot of rappers and people in the game that come from the street and end up, you know, in the rap game or whatever. And when you warn people a lot. You're very honest and transparent.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I love that.
That life.
I love that.
Does it grieve you when you see, like, some of these people not take your advice and, like, something happens to them after you've given them advice about something? Does that mess with you at all? Or
I'm just happy I've done my job.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand some of them young, they got to go through the process themselves. Sometimes you're going to learn from other mistakes. Sometimes
you continue
learn.
To reach out or try to mentor any of them?
I'm
or no, not necessarily?
Reverend Pooh Shiesty, I still holler at him. I just hollered at Thug not too long.
Okay.
And we talked, you know, these dudes, they're humans. I still connect.
Yeah,
don't never stop with me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Good.
Don't put that clipboard back up. You ain't getting no date. I was going to get you a date.
What did he say?
She put that clipboard up. She messed up a date.
What did the clipboard say? Okay, Wallo, how long are you trying to stay? What,
I don't care.
I
just came to kick it with y'all. I don't care.
Aww. Well, we can kick it off. We can go eat or something.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. I'm going to get you a date. I'm going to pose up with Linux. Who's trying to holler at my sister right here?
No.
She's trying to holler at somebody.
I can see him doing that, too. Yeah, let's do that on Patreon.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So we still have the time. I just want to save for the
Yeah.
Why the Patreon need to walk around? Be over
oh,
the
yeah,
table.
We need to do
they
that.
They got to switch the scene up. They had the Patreon for the
you really trying
you
to produce.
You executive producer so bad.
I'm just
so
saying.
So bad.
Where the merch at? I ain't got no merch for
we
me?
We do have merch.
It's coming.
No, it's.
It's coming.
We sold out. We sell out,
We sell
Wallo.
Our merch. We can't even give it away.
We start in August. We're doing 3 dates in August.
No. Who y'all with? I got to put y'all with the people.
Well, okay. We get off the mic for this. Because you.
For what?
Tour.
Oh.
Who y'all with?
I'm going to get y'all back. Watch this. That's what I do.
Okay, after
okay,
every
put
episode.
That, he said he's going to get his bag. Let's see.
Yeah, let's see.
I'm going to get y'all back.
Call your bluff.
Mm-hmm.
After every episode, we say, what do you know for sure? And what are you saying no to for sure? Like K-N-O-W and N-O.
What do you know
for sure? And after this episode, what are you saying no to for sure?
Just no period in life?
No, like a non-negotiable. K-N-O-W and N-O.
First one I start and say, what do I know mentally?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What I know mentally is that every day that we wake up, we all got a shot.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody got a shot. And I think as long as you keep trying to find that special in you, I think it's going to happen for you. When I say special, everybody got a special. DMX special was them. Kobe special was basketball.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And somebody special is just being a master mechanic. Somebody special is being a regional manager. We all got the special. And a lot of times we never get to our special because we be looking at what everybody else doing. And we emulate that.
Yeah.
You don't really know how to do hair, but you want to do hair, shorty.
Because it's popping right now. Because
it's popular.
Yep.
But that's why I believe everybody get a shot. Is you going to be willing to tap into your special, which you really enjoy doing, without being paid. And what I know for sure, like say no to.
No to. What are you saying no to for sure? N-O.
Pig feet.
What?
I'm not eating no pig feet.
Have you ever tried it?
My uncle used to cook pig feet and chitlin in there in the crib. Now, it was the worst smell ever. Rest in peace to Uncle Tommy. He'd be downstairs, he cooking them. He got the beer. He got the beer and all. I'm like, yo, man, what the? I'm telling you, the house used to be.
Ooh-wee, yeah. I bet.
I'm talking about that get in the furniture. I'd be laying on Nanny's couch like, damn, Nanny, what? It'd be in your clothes and then your skin.
Jesus.
You in your skin?
Yeah, the chitlins and them pig feet, it'd be in your skin. I remember I used to be scared when I go to the store.
Stressed.
And the pickled pig feet used to be on the counter.
Ooh-wee. Ooh,
with them hoofs.
That sounds disgusting.
I want to give a shout out to my mom, man. My mom, I remember. I just remember we was growing up, man. I'm putting you on the spot, mom. You know what I mean? Came up in the Nation of Islam, mom. And I remember one time I went to the store and got us some pork rinds. I asked, they was the barbecue joints too. I'm like, mom, why are you eating them joints, mom? She's like, mind your business, boy. Mom, you're supposed to be Muslim. You ate them joints. I remember. I'm snitching.
Don't do her, mom.
I got
like
you. She's going to laugh. She know what I'm talking about.
My God.
We was living on 17th Street, mom. Nice town. North Philly, you know.
Yo.
Not pig feet.
Yeah, my mom crazy.
And pork rinds.
We love you, Wallo. Thank you for coming.
Love y'all too for having me here.
Anytime, come by. Can we come back on $1 million worth of
Game? Yeah, but you're lying. See, that's how black people.
No, anytime. Play.
Come by anytime, baby.
Anytime. You want something to
eat? Then you come, they be like, Eve, yeah, boy, eat you out of the house and the home. Y'all black folk. That's what I'm talking about. Come by. You don't want me by no more.
You be dropping gems. We barely even have to talk. We just
like this spot, though. I like this. I like your professionalism. I like the professionalism.
The SE Content House.
I like your team.
In Atlanta, Georgia.
This the team. Oh, this come with the Content House?
Yes, the production.
Oh, all this come with this?
Yeah. No, not all this.
Not all of it.
Yes,
but
the
yes.
production. Yes. You pull up and they have everything.
And what's the price point?
Wallow.
No, I'm just
saying.
They're
going to tell
you.
It's affordable.
It's very affordable.
No, I just like that it's peaceful and it's out the way. So if you got some celebrity, somebody coming, it can be. And it's
anytime,
real comfortable.
Y'all need to be shooting here instead of the wall door.
And I can fall asleep on this couch because I'm a couch warrior.
I love sleep.
I love couches.
A couch warrior.
Y'all sleep on couches and shit. I love
y'all
that.
Y'all need to be shooting here instead of where
you
y'all
don't
usually
sleep in
shoot.
A bed.
Yeah, I sleep in the bed. I got a cloud, but I sleep on the couch too. The couch, cloud couch is unbelievable.
Mm.
I just be, I love that shit. So, you know.
I love how passionate you are, no matter if you're talking about pig feet, couches.
I know. He is passionate.
Ooh, you're passionate.
Gotta be.
That is beautiful.
Life only gonna happen once, man. I gotta do this shit.
Good for you.
But this is a nice spot. It's dope. It's clean. It's professional. hey, little man. What's up, Neff? Neff.
That's the owner's son.
Neff. He woke up like, yo, what's all these people in the living room for, man? Y'all got roll, mom. Go get me some cake. You know what I mean? Neff.
All right, we love you, Wallo.
Love y'all too. Let's get it.
Thank you
y'all,
for coming.
Another episode of the Know For Sure podcast.
This with Uncle Bay.
With Uncle. That what if that was this
episode
title?
Uncle Bay.
Uncle
Bay.
I like that.
You need to change your name.
The young girl's gonna be like, Uncle Bay.
Uncle Bay. Yeah. Uncle Bay.
Let's go to Chanel. Stop playing me, girl.
Okay.
Okay. Now it's getting
out of hand. It's getting too much Bay, not enough Uncle.
Yeah, she like that.
I need a balance. We love you. I'm B. Simone.
We're doing this video right here while you're laying down.
Okay,
and
I'm ready.
She's going to push. Okay. She's going to hype it up, too.
Oh, my God.
We getting you a man.
All right, let's go. Bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all. We love you.
Mwah. Jesus. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
And follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.
Before we go, you guys, I wanted to remind you again about the Dove Crown Collection. I am so excited to share with you guys this collection because Dove is encouraging women to wear their natural hair by making effective products and their continued support of the Crown Act. Reading the labels on products is so important, and with Dove, they have products that are plant-based, prebiotics, vitamins, zero sulfate, and they're paraben and dye-free. With the Crown Collection, Dove wants you to have strong curls, strong coils, and strong waves, and the freedom to wear your hair however you wish. If you're looking for products to start off with, I'm going to recommend the Scalp Care Shampoo, the Hydration Restore Conditioner, and the Scalp Care Prebiotic Serum with vitamin B3 and aloe extract. However you style and protect your crown, I encourage you to try the Dove Crown Collection and let us know what you think, KFS fam.